WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Federal Reserve today announced its second consecutive quarter point rate cut to bolster the labor market. But Fed Chair Jerome Powell warned a rate cut in December is not a foregone conclusion. And there's the fallout from the government shutdown.
The shutdown of the federal government will weigh on economic activity while it persists. But these effects should reverse after the shutdown ends.
There is a massive cleanup underway in Jamaica after Hurricane Melissa. Ed Rain of Food for the Poor in Florida.
Given the magnitude of this storm, we're not quite sure what we're going to find. Obviously, we're hoping for the best, but we're sort of trying to plan for the worst.
Americans are growing more frustrated as the shutdown enters its fifth week.
Both sides want what they want. Open the government and then negotiate it. That's simple common sense.
Israel's military says the ceasefire is back on in Gaza after it carried out heavy airstrikes overnight. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
4 WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to crack down on excessive speeding on Wisconsin roadways. The proposed bill would allow judges to enforce individuals with multiple excessive speeding violations to install a speed limiter device, which uses GPS data to track the speed of the vehicle compared to area speed limits. If the vehicle is driving too fast, the speed limiter would gradually slow it down until it reaches the posted speed limit. The speed limiter program would work similarly to the interlock device program currently in place. Repairs will soon begin on the State Highway 97 bridge over Black Creek in Athens. Governor Evers signed a contract for $773,000 to improve the bridge in Marathon County. Construction is scheduled to begin next Tuesday, and traffic will be detoured. Wisconsin 97 will be closed for approximately the month of November. The detour will follow County A, Wisconsin 13, and Wisconsin 64. Work will resume in May of 2026, and the highway will be closed again until the project is completed, hopefully by the end of July. An update in the Jenny Wiki case in Nacusa. Wiki has been in custody since her arrest in April on 14 felony charges related to fraud and theft. Wiki owns two restaurants in Nacusa, West River Cafe and Little Mexico, which have remained closed for the past 6 months. Wiki's bond was reduced to $200,000 in July. On Monday, a demand was entered for a speedy trial. Yesterday, another order was entered into the court record to modify Wiki's bond. WIAA State Cross Country Championships happen this weekend in Wisconsin Rapids. Both boys and girls competitions will be at the Ridges Golf Course on Saturday, November 1st. Tickets are available on the WIAA website, and all tickets must be redeemed using a mobile device. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks beat the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 121-111 over the New York Knicks. Another big night for Giannis Antetokounmpo, leading with 37 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. NFL, the Packers and the Steelers game drew 28 million viewers, one of the highest rated games in the history of Sunday Night Football. So what did it mean for Jordan Love to have such a strong performance against Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think it's pretty meaningful. I think that speaks also to the respect that we have for a guy like Aaron Rodgers and the guys that were here and were able to witness and see what how he would perform, not only on the Sundays, but also, like, you know, in practice and all that. But yeah, Jordan's shown a ton of growth. We have a ton of confidence in him. And I thought he played a complete game.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
From Wisconsin Rapids City Hall to Madison, stay informed with Civic Media's Radio Network's news team, right here on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday afternoon, mid-50s and northeast winds on the light side. For tonight, a few clouds and some patchy fog forming, lows in the lower 30s, so watch out for some low visibilities as you start your morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, lower 50s. It's 53 at our studios.
Here is a list of trick-or-treat times happening on Friday, October 31st in the central Wisconsin area. Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Buren, Nacusa, and Port Edwards, 5 to 7 p.m. Vesper and Rudolph, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Pittsville, Stevens Point and Plover, 5 to 8 p.m. Adams and Friendship, 4 to 7 p.m. And don't miss the Spooktacular Trunk or Treat event starting at 5 o'clock at the Sports Complex on 2401 Cedar Drive in Plover, hosted by the Plover Police and Fire Department, Plover Whiting Youth Athletics, and the Boys and Girls Club of Portage County.
The Dunks.
Driving down the lane to the rim, and he rips it down with a right hand.
The Daggers.
Got it, count it, and a foul. John Blackwell is feeling it.
The exclamation point.
Jack on the run down the lane to the rim, and he sends it down.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Again, and that's 100 for the Wisconsin Badgers.
You're on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, how to not get burned by the same old insurance games when it comes to Medicare Advantage, which really isn't anything like regular Medicare.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, a producer and engineer. It is Wednesday, October 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
hump day.
That's right. Camel has made the trip. I wonder what camels go as on Halloween, Zommers.
I don't know. Maybe they just try to disguise the number of humps they have and have like
that's good.
One or two,
right?
You know. Put a sheet over the top.
A bicameral, not bicameral, like bi whatever. The two-hump camel tries to make itself look like a one-hump camel. And the one-hump camel adds a hump to make it look like a two-hump camel.
You know, the fact that we don't remember the names of the types of camels after they wrote us a sternly worded letter about, you know, discriminating against different types of camels. We're bad.
We're bad camel people.
Yeah.
But we love camels on this show. We're pro camel.
We're just forgetful, okay? Don't write us another angry letter, please.
Glad to have you along. Many thanks to Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at Lincoln Project. You can find him on Substack. It's Trigvi, TRYGVE, Olson, OLSON, .substack.com. Says he has a hot new Substack dropping this afternoon. So check it out. TrigviOlson.substack.com. And Patrick Jerome Kreitlow, better known as Pat Kreitlow over the air. See, that's one thing I love about Pat is so many people broadcasting, they make up names. They don't use their real name. They want, gotta have a radio name. I pattern about Johnny Carson was not, by the way, not that I think I deserve to be in the same breath of these people, but as people that I looked up to and said, wow, if I could be even a portion of what they would be in broadcasting, Johnny Carson is Johnny Carson. David Letterman.
Bob Uecker.
Peter Jennings, although he was Canadian. I can't be Canadian.
As much as you try, yeah. Yes.
So, that's what it is. Yeah, so you just go with that.
You know, if you don't have a fake name, it's easier to be yourself.
Exactamundo, my friend. So Pat Kreitlow is just Pat Kreitlow. And that's enough, by the way. You don't need to make up anything else. It's Pat Kreitlow, and you can listen to him every morning from 6 until 9, every morning across the Civic Media Radio Network. Now, I'm sorry I didn't say this earlier, Zommers. Too late, we can't see it. But what I love about this time, this week, particularly being here in Madison on State Street, is it's kind of a... You know, some of these people, I don't subscribe to this, by the way, but a lot of people are all, ooh, it's my birthday week. Hey, we've gone from birthdays to my birthday week. Now it's week. Oh, it's my birthday week. And people want to do
month.
Things. Or
an
our month. Look, one day is fine. It's great. But now here in Madison, ooh, it's Halloween week. And so there's all, and people, so in the midst here on State Street, as we look out the window, most people are dressed as they would normally be, but every once in a while, you get somebody in a costume. It's a little bit like downtown New York, where you see the Spider-Man or the Cookie Monster or Elmo or whatever, but you get these kind of people just dressed up, and you think, well, is it a costume, or is that what they really are wearing?
Well, here, they're just doing it for fun, whereas in New York, they'll try and take a selfie with you and then force you to pay for it.
Don't I know it. I think I told this story before, but when my sister and I were in New York, not the costume, but some guy came, oh, hey, dude, I just made a new CD. You want to listen to it? And being the Midwestern nice guy, I'm like, sure, I'd take one. That's great. And then he's like, that's $15. I'm like, no, I don't need it. They get you coming and going, as they say. All right, 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for another Wisconsin fun fact.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of beauty, with your hillsides and your plains.
That's right. Wisconsin, land of my dreams. Wisconsin's official state ballad. All right. Wisconsin fun fact for October 29th. On October 29th, 1926, Milwaukee County purchased the land which would become General Mitchell Field. Special attention was paid to ensure parking would always and forever be a nightmare. And that's another Wisconsin fun fact. Ever tried to park at General Mitchell Field?
Yeah, it's not great.
not great at all. Fine airport. Love the. And by the way, whenever you go to General Mitchell Field, you go through the TSA line, and then bada bing, bada boom, you put your pants back on in the recombobulation area.
You had to remove your pants?
Not fully, but your belt and sometimes.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
As the kid, is it sagging? You don't want to sag.
You put your shoes back on.
Yeah. So you get recombobulated at the recombobulation area. Casper asking me, I request that you guys play that entire song from now on, please. It's so lovely. It's a lovely song, but it's time.
It's like 5 minutes.
It's time, Casper. We're out of time. We always, it's kind of like Matt Damon making an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm sorry, we've run out of time. All right, lots to get to today. Should we get right into the thing, or should we do a little bit more news, Summers? What do you think? Your call.
Let's do what's worse.
All right, very good. It's almost 13 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for what's worse. Let's go.
This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can
time
get
once
with
again
that.
For what's worse. Oh, nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news talk stations, sports as well, across the Civic Media Radio Network. All right. I talked about this on the show week before last. Lukester, the great Luke Mathers, our immediate boss, he took himself a well-deserved vacation with his lovely and talented wife, and they took their dogs with them. That's a whole another segment we could do. And so while I was gone, people who know me, I tend to be a nester when it comes to my desk. And I it's a filing system. It's like a top of your desk filing system. And my former boss, Dale Schultz, one time just went off on me. And he said, that looks like a nest. It looks terrible. He goes, that's a rat's nest. He goes, you couldn't find anything in there if you wanted. I said, what do you want? And whatever it was, he said, find this. I went, boom, there it was. And he just shook his head and walked away. And he said, well, it still doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good, but if it's effective, you know, whatever.
So anyway, and I know this about myself. It's one of my living with ADHD and dyslexia. It's one of the things we do. But still no excuse. And I share this space with you and with Parker Olson of the Mornings of Pat Kreitler show and Luke. So I thought, okay, I'll clean up my desk while Luke was on. And I did. I mean, it looks much better.
It does.
If I do say so myself.
The nest is pruned back to a great degree.
But I got a couple. There's so much paper. I got a couple of paper cuts, as does happen when you handle lots of paper. So today's category, what's worse, paper cut or a sliver? Paper cut or a sliver? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, a paper cut or a sliver? Also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, get it. Because rumors are, whoops, I just ran into the microphone. Sorry about that. Rumors are flying around, Zom. A lot of people are saying that there is another holiday edition of Civic Media's Text to Win contest coming up shortly. And the only way that you can participate is through the Civic Media app. So get yourself prepared, and then you can interact with us as well. Go to your Apple or Android device. Go to your app store. That's APP store. In the search bar, you put in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute little CM logo. You click on that and open. First 10 stations are the ones that we're on. So check us out. Civic Media app. Text us on there. Also, you can text us on the YouTube channel, on Facebook, on what used to be Twitter, on the Civic Media, or at All Ball Show pages. What's worse, paper cut or sliver? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Back in the old Driftless on WRCE in Richland Center, Whistler calls in. Whistler, paper cut or sliver? What's worse?
Paper cut.
Paper? How so? What's your rationale, Whistler?
What's my rationale? Well, a sliver, I can pull it out. Okay, I still have a sore spot.
Yeah.
But that thin slice of the skin, you get anything in it, it hurts.
See, that's a great point, right? Like if you're trying to eat, I don't know, anything from a corn on the cob in the summer to an orange. Yeah, you got that open paper cut, and you get a little acid or whatever in there. Ugh, that's no fun.
Especially if you're eating pickles.
Pickles, all right. I did not know. Yeah, it makes sense.
Very acidic, yeah.
Yeah, very acidic. All right, how's the? By the way, Whistler, how's the weather out there in beautiful Southwest Wisconsin today?
Well, the sun is shining.
Ugh.
Wind is coming out of the northeast. Mm. I should blow all these catalpa leaves away, but...
It'll be tomorrow.
Hopefully the wind will do it.
Now there, I like that. Thanks, Whistler.
I should get out and do it.
Well, I like the procrastination. Just let the wind do it.
More fun this way.
Right. Thanks, Whistler. Appreciate you. Listen, have a great day out there, Richland Center on WRCE. What's worse, paper cut or sliver? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jim, listening on WAUK in beautiful Brookfield, Wisconsin. AUK, Milwaukee, Waukesha. Jim in Brookfield, paper cut or sliver? What's worse?
I would say sliver, and I take the opposite than the paper cut, because a paper cut, it's clean. You just put antibiotic ointment with it, you're done. The slivers, you got to get a tweezers, try to get them out. As I'm getting older, I need, glasses. You need a magnifying glass sometimes. You got to dig around with a tweezers and getting it out, and sometimes it breaks off. So I definitely say sliver's worse than a paper cut, which just, put antibiotic ointment on a paper cut, Band-Aid, you're done.
I think you brought up a great point, Jim, a great angle on this, because this is real now, because I used to work in a restaurant. They're literally called finger condoms, where they're like a rubber thing goes over your, so you put like the ointment and the Band-Aid, and then you put one or two of those over your finger. You have to, according to, health standards, because obviously you can't have any blood or anything if you work in a restaurant. So you put these finger condoms on to stop the bleeding. That's like a compression thing as well. So that's a great point, Jim. With a paper cut, you could do that. With a sliver, it just kind of festers. I think that's a great point, Somers.
Yeah. Also, slivers are weird because even if you pull it out, sometimes it still feels like it's there.
Yes.
Like, did I get it?
Yeah.
Were there two? Did part of it splinter off?
Right.
I know somebody who went in to have it removed at the doctor because he couldn't find it. And they peeled open his hand. They're digging around in there. And they're like, well, must already be gone.
No.
Yeah. That wasn't a fun time. So, it wasn't me.
Not a good time had by all. Len in Madison on WMDX says, assuming the sliver can be simply pulled out, the paper cut is worse as it opens up more skin surface. All right. But I think that's the key there, Len. It has to be safely pulled out. Brett in beautiful Brown Deer, listening on WAUK, Milwaukee, Waukesha, says crazy glue, a paper cut. Yes, I've done that before, Brett. That's a great tip you can use. Come on back. We'll take more of your calls and texts. What's worse, paper cut or sliver on the Civic Media Radio Network?
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapid Support over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapid Support at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Zomers on the board. What do you dial up there, Zomers?
Wrapped around your finger by the police.
By the police. That's, I couldn't think of who did that. Always on top of it with the song selections, wrapped around your finger. I don't think you want either one of these. I guess you need a Band-Aid wrapped around your finger.
Right,
after
or
either
the
one of
finger condom to keep your blood out of the
yes,
food.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. What's worse category today, paper cut or sliver? Paper cut or sliver? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device or on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twix, X, whatever you want to call it. Roger, out in beautiful Stevens Point, listening on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Roger says a sliver is worse. It can be a beast and painful to remove. I haven't had a paper cut since I last worked at Staples 11 and a half years ago. Thank you, Roger. We should have done what's worse, a staple or a paper cut in your head. You ever done ever stapled a finger or a hand?
I have not.
I came close once. That's a whole other story. By the way, Brett Brown Deer on AUK had that great tip. Be careful. I'm not giving out medical advice. I'm no Dr. Lyerly here. But yes, a little bit of crazy glue can help to paper cut. There's also legitimate medical gum or whatever, liquid gum It's like a medical version of crazy glue to seal it up.
I mean, super glue originally was developed for medical purposes.
Yeah.
So there,
like
there's
on the
stuff
battlefield and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. There's stuff you can buy that's less intense than that, but will work.
But just
for
don't.
Gluing.
I mean, don't consult a medical professional.
Don't go squirting elbows in your.
I heard on Todd's show that you put a little super glue on my kid, it'll be fine. I mean, A good tip. Thank you, Brett. Lynn in Madison. Oh, we already said that one. Lynn, let's see here. I guess Brett and Brown Deer said sliver is worse, especially if it's deep or in your dominant hand. Well, that's true too, right? Hand you write with or whatever. Julie up in beautiful Wausau. WXCO. We were just up there a couple weeks ago. Great Chad Holmes up there. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Julie says a sliver that you can't get out easily is worse because you're going to have to deal with it in some way. I never tell my husband I have a sliver as he'll try to pull it out.
Right, as he'll pull out his knife.
I see it finishes down there. Yes, as he pull, yeah, you don't be digging around in your hands with your knives.
Well, I know what you can do is like use the back of it, kind of like using a credit card, and push it out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where if you have the hole for the sliver, you go from the opposite side with a credit card or something and push it out.
Again, the message is from the 12th floor. We are not giving out medical advice.
Yes, legally, right. This is...
These are just friendly suggestions. Please consult your local medical professional.
For entertainment purposes only.
That's it, right there. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We have witches and a school bus and something else now crossing the intersection down here. This is fantastic. Kids and their parents. They must be downtown trick-or-treating in Madison. A firefighter. Look at that. You love to see it. All right, let's go to Ollie up the North Woods. Ollie, paper cut or sliver, what's worse?
Today you have the Count Dracula. I say the sliver is much worse, especially if it has a big one, where a paper cut will give you the blood.
Thank you, Count Dracula. We appreciate that call from the North Woods. Now, see, that's fantastic. Now we have listeners calling in as characters
for Halloween. Getting into the spirit for Halloween.
Getting into the spirit. Get into the Halloween spirit. Thank you. Yeah, well, I'm sure that Draculas would really like a paper cut. You can sink your teeth into it. What's worse, paper cut or a sliver? I think that's what's going on here, Zomers. It's Halloween week. People are just...
Yeah, I think so.
I think they're... Yeah. I'm not saying I'm disapproving. It's just... 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, paper cut or sliver? Tom calling in from Wausau on WXCO, a newer listener up there. We appreciate that, Tom. Thanks for checking in. Tom from Wausau says, slivers are worse. I had one that I could not remove. It was there for months until the pressure built up and it burst out through the side of my finger. What?
That doesn't seem fun.
The old line, you know, you really should see a doctor about that. Because you don't want the infection, you understand?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, not medical advice, but closer to real medical advice. If you got a sliver that's not going away, you should probably see a doctor so it doesn't get infected.
Lovely and talented Megan, by the way, she got a promotion. She's now the executive assistant to our CEO and COO, the president, Megan, who's on top of everything. She runs this place like a general. And Megan says, trick or treat on the square. That's what's going on. So thank you, Megan. I appreciate that. It's good to know Megan listens. Because oftentimes you wonder, does anybody listen to the show? But no, Megan does, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, they do the trick or treat on the square during the week to avoid run-ins with people on Friday, you know, so that they can still keep all the businesses open for all the adults.
I wonder what they're giving away for Imagination. Aged cheese, is that what they're giving away?
I don't know. Baby Swiss?
Nicely done, Zomers. Baby Swiss. Anything? All right, Zomers, what's worse, paper cut or sliver?
I don't know. I know a sliver is probably technically worse, but paper cuts are one of those things that for me are like nails on a chalkboard or like rubbing styrofoam that just give you the heebie-jeebies. Right. For some reason, thinking about a paper cut just... I'm not a fan of it.
When we started this segment, I was leaning towards paper cuts, but now are worse. But now after listening to our listeners, they brought up some great points. The fact that the sliver can fester and it's in there longer. Paper cuts are much like my dating life. They're done and over quickly. and so I think the sliver is worse. So I'll say sliver is worse. All right. Casper, by the way, checking in from our fine engineering department, says paper cut is way worse. Come on back. We'll discuss some serious news after this. First, a farm report with Pam Yonke on Civic Media's Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Know what's happening in your community across Wisconsin and around the nation, all right here on WFHR, online at WFHR.com.
The labor shortage in agriculture is growing, especially with recent policies. This led to the start of the Grow It Here campaign. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and part of the launch of this Grow It Here campaign was farmers sharing their experiences with labor. John Rosenau, a dairy farmer out of Western Wisconsin, shares his thoughts on foreign labor. We'll take a listen into that right after this.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Now here's John Rosenau.
The dairy industry has been asking Congress and asking the federal government for years to modernize the immigration system because dairy is specifically excluded from having H-2A employees. And so we rely on immigrants. And right now in Wisconsin, about 90% of the milk that's harvested every day from the cows that are here in the dairy, Wisconsin, or in America's Dairyland, is harvested by immigrants. Without these immigrants, we would struggle. Well, we wouldn't exist, basically, and we wouldn't want to exist either.
From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those closing markets right after this.
From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets closed on this Wednesday. It's a bit of a mix to end the day with cash new crop corn up 2 cents at 4.34 and cash new crop soybeans also up 2 cents at 10.80 and a quarter. December wheat is up 3 and a quarter at 5.32 and a quarter, with new crop July 2026 wheat down 2 cents at 5.67 and a quarter. Class 3 milk continues to mix with November contracts down 3 cents at 17.81 a hundredweight and December contracts up 20 cents at 17.33 a hundredweight. 40-pound blocks of cheese are up a quarter of a penny at 182 and a half, while butter is down 3/4 of a penny at 155 and a half. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Real news, great conversation, right to your inbox. Subscribe to WFHR's newsletter and never miss the stories right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday afternoon, mid-50s and northeast winds on the light side. For tonight, a few clouds and some patchy fog forming, lows in the lower 30s, so watch out for some low visibilities as you start your morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, lower 50s. Right now, it's 55.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on.
And save! Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net!
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
She's a chef, a bartender, and a state rep, calling herself the wild card in Wisconsin's governor race. Meet Francesca Hong.
The Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, Saturdays and Sundays at noon.
It was a one-eyed, one-horse, flying purple people eater. It's a one-eyed, one-horse, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Wednesday, October 29th, 2025. Zomer's in a Halloween mood. So is a lot of other people around Halloween-y.
Yeah. Lori from Hayward says, instead of picking what's worse, I want to pick a tune. Can Zomers find one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater? So thank you, Lori from Hayward. Again, getting into the Halloween spirit.
Look, now we've become a request show, and I love every part about it. Zomers will play your tunes as bumper music. Just give us a call or give us a text. We could do that, Dwayne. Now, look, here we go. Out in the street cam again, the Sam Davidson street cam. We have someone dressed as a, is that really an old woman or is it somebody dressed as that?
Hard to say.
Across the street, we have someone with a large silver fish on their head. Hard to see on the stream. I feel like I'm back in my old parade days, back at UW Platteville. I forget, it was Kevin O'Connor or somebody else. Oh, I know who it was. I can't think of her name. We did the, I think it was the Platteville Homecoming Parade or something. And now that now this show, the first year of this show, my sit because New Year's Day was it was a weekday, and normally we have New Year's Day off, and you were so kind, and we got permission from the Rose Bowl committee out in Pasadena, and my sister and I called the Rose Parade here on this network.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. And we did it all. I mean, we got literally had to go to and got permission from the Rose Bowl committee in Pasadena to air the parade, to call the parade live on our network.
They let us do it. They gave us the music to use and everything.
Yeah. And we had the caveat, we had to call it the Honda Rose Parade. Or
right.
The Rose Parade presented by Honda.
Yes.
We should do that again. But New Year's Day, but the show used to be in the morning. That's why we did it. It was during our normal show time.
Now we're in the afternoon, so it'd be a little weird.
maybe I could get Jane Matt. Maybe we could get during Jane's show now.
That's true.
Maybe Jane, Greg, and I call this year's Rose Parade.
We'll have to look into that.
All right. Anyway, it's that more fun on. Oh, my sister watching, calling in on Facebook says that was epic, a dream job. Yes, I think both Heather and I, if we could just say we'll do that every year for a living wage, we'll just do it. And more requests are coming in for Zomers for Halloween music, which is fine. That's absolutely fine. All right, let's try this. And I think we've touched on this, but it's been so busy here news-wise, we haven't gotten to it, around to it. You ever see that, like, in a flea market? Somebody knits a round thing, like a pad, and it says around to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you give, well, here you go. You finally got around to it. So it's time. And this is serious stuff now. A sleeper issue for the midterm elections. We mentioned earlier that I believe Professor Charles Franklin is going to be on Maggie's show after hours. I believe. Don't quote me on that. We could check the. Let's do this, Somers. Let's check in with the old content calendar, should we? There's something we have called a content calendar. Oftentimes, we don't put things on it because, you know, Somers and I are. Me, I should say, just
we
me.
We both have ADHD.
Yeah. It doesn't look like today. Doesn't look like today. Although she has Attorney General Josh Call. Now, that's a big name.
And that's tomorrow, yes.
Oh, on Thursday. All right. She has State Senator Sarah Kayeski on today.
One of the only people to speak out against the campus closures.
Exactly. So join Maggie this afternoon from 4 until 6 directly after our program. But I know before she's had Professor Charles Franklin on, and we've certainly had him on this show before as well, talking about the new Marquette Law School poll today that came out looking at statewide races for next year. And the bottom line on this poll is that people are just saying we're not paying attention. But they will. Eventually. They'll start paying attention. And here now, a little information. What may be a subject, a winning secret sleeper issue in the midterms. William Galston of the Brookings Institution has analyzed polling on what Americans think about President Trump's use of executive power. The findings are encouraging. A solid majority of Americans think that President Trump is operating outside his legal and constitutional authority. Polling results show that Americans are aware that President Trump is misusing his office to punish speech he doesn't like, investigate his opponents, and enrich himself, his family, and his friends. Most polls conducted over the past 2 months find majority opposition to the president's use of the National Guard in cities, with even greater opposition to the domestic deployment of active duty military personnel for law enforcement. Polls show that most Americans understand that America's political institutions were designed to protect liberty, and that most Americans like it this way. An overwhelming majority of Americans also believe the president should obey court rulings, even when he disagrees with them. Taken as a whole, the results of recent polls suggest the concentration of power in the president's hands could emerge as a sleeper issue in the midterms. You can find this story online at brookings.edu. That's Brookings, BROOKINGS.edu. I think that's good. I think that's, we talk about it on our show. Other programs on this network do as well. And I think maybe, just maybe, what I just read there, the fact that people are like, you can't just take your ball and go home politically or legally. If the courts rule on something, that's it. You got to follow that. We shouldn't be using our military for political purposes against fellow Americans. Most people believe in that, right? And I'm hoping that Americans kind of look at this, Wisconsinites, and then think back, particularly people who may have voted for Donald Trump last time around, because we talked about, Jane Mattner and Greg Bach talked about, other people talked about, Project 2025. To the point last year where people were calling and texting, stop talking about Project 2025. It's not going to happen. There's no connection. And now we know that the majority of Project 2025 has been implemented, and more of it is on the way to being implemented. You can check this out. Thank you, Zomers, for putting it up on the screen. Project2025.observer. That's Project2025.observer. O-B as in boy, S-E-R, V as in Victor, E-R.
Currently, Project 2025 is at 48% completion.
Partner halfway, as they say. And not even a full year into the four-year term. As my former boss, one of my former bosses, Scott Klug, was fond of saying, and this is the thing, when you're a young staffer, if you listen to people around you, you might learn a couple of things, right? And you know, we'd be driving, one of the great privileges of being a former staffer is you get to drive your boss around a lot. And so you get to hear their thinking. Have conversations. Klug always liked it when I always had to have a joke ready. He always liked a good joke on the trip, at least one. But one of the things Klug taught me was I'd say, well, what about, don't you think this could change? Or what about this person? And he'd say, Todd, the best indicator for somebody's future performance is their past performance. Best indicator for somebody's future performance is their past performance. Now, that's not to say that people can't change occasionally for whatever reason, and that's great. But I think when it comes to politics in particular, especially elected officials, if they have a record on not just one bill they might have voted on or signed into law, but a history, right? And if you look at Donald Trump's past history, MAGA leadership in Washington, their past history on what they say they'll do, and then they get called out, and they say, no, it's fake news. We're not going to do that. But yet, there's a track record, there's a past history that's what they do, in fact, do. So I hope that And I get it. Boy, do I get it. I mean, we've been saying this for a long time, right, Summers, that one of the great privileges that I have is to travel around the state with this show. And if you listen to people, right, open up your ears, Todd, that what I've heard is I don't want to hear about news. I tune it out. It's too depressing. It's overwhelming. What do I do with it? So every day we try to think, well, okay, well, how much of this can we dole out without people getting sick of it? And how much of it is just kind of more fun and relaxation? But I think if you look at the Marquette Law School poll today, you see that most people are, that backs up what I've heard around the state. People are just, yeah, I know about this person, but I'm not paying attention. But there will come a time next year when people will start paying attention. And I hope, like the piece we just read there, that you think about this concentration of power, myself included, right? Like we think of all this concentration of power in one person, in Trump and Trumpism. And you have people like these MAGA Republican candidates now in northern Wisconsin in the 7th Congressional District, when they lead with, I'm running for Congress to advance Donald Trump's agenda. When I'm running for Congress because I want to, you know, MAGA. Look for candidates who say, I'm running for Congress for the people of the 7th District, or plug in your district where you live. I'm running for Congress because the people in my community in the state of Wisconsin are paying too much for food, too much for health care, and are being left behind. Look at those things first, right? And if you don't see that, that might be a good indicator that, hey, maybe this person isn't beholden to us, the constituents. They're more beholden to one person than Donald Trump or one party's agenda, the MAGA party. And by the way, it goes for all candidates. Don't care what label you're running under. If the candidates are leading with, I don't care, governor, state senator, assembly person, if they lead with something from a party perspective or to a particular individual, that's a red flag, right? Because people should ideally be running for us. That's what you'd think, right? Anyway, thoughts, Summers, on that?
I mean, yeah, I agree.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to just throw it out there.
It makes a lot of sense to, if you're listening to what people are saying, to listen for, are they talking about things that will actually help us, or are they just saying, you know, word salad?
Right. You don't want the word salad.
It doesn't taste very good.
Unless you have balsamic vinaigrette on top of it.
That helps mask the flavor.
If you have thoughts, give us a call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Bob in Sauk City. I love Sauk City. I just kayaked there with Kurt and Florcy a little bit earlier this fall. Bob in Sauk City on MDX says, Todd, you have the best show on civic media. I'm not sure about that, but thank you. Keep up the good job. Take care of your health. I don't agree entirely with your view of Underly, but it's a good point on these issues, I think. Now, see, I appreciate that. Bob, we can always have good conversations. Thank you for your kind words and your listenership. We appreciate that. Come on back with more. We'll wrap it up after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
The coins we carry every day hold so much history. Have you ever wondered if they were worth more than face value? Gary's Coins and Stamps in Wisconsin Rapids is here for you with years of experience. The team can help you to discover the worth, help you find other treasure, or buy your unneeded coins, gold, and silver. Gary's Coins and Stamps, downtown Wisconsin Rapids, wants to wish everyone a frighteningly good time this Halloween.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Tune in to WFHR on Friday, October 31st from 5 to 8 for a special Halloween broadcast featuring the entire radio station staff. Get ready for trick-or-treating by listening to spooky stories, scary songs, and creepy poems to get you in the mood for a frightfully fun evening. This special is brought to you by Johnson & Sons Jeep, Gary's Coins, Hoffman's Tackle, Elks Lodge 693, El Cafe, Maker's Square, Beaver's Dime Store, Jensen Community Center, Evolution Axe Throwing, and E-Way Sales and Pawn. Listen Halloween night from 5 to 8 if you dare.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, club dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
That was a little too Santa-y. Sorry.
That's not so fun. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, the top of the hour. ABC, CBS News, check of weather. Mike Clemens in, our great sports reporter. Badger basketball team exhibition game tonight against my alma mater, UW-Platteville. Guard on guard. Greg Guard against his brother. Forget his first name. Coach Guard against Coach Guard, who coaches at Platteville. Both teams ranked right now in the respective division. Should be a good game. Good game tonight. So look at, you can hear it on the Badger Radio Network on several of our stations here on the Civic Media Radio Network, including WRCE, home station in Richland Center. Dial it up. Badger is taking on the Pioneers tonight. And then after sports report, Mike Clemens, another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6. Followed by a great edition of Pete Schwabinator. And boy, do they get into it on that show. Everything and anything you can imagine. You never know what's going to come next. So tune in from 6 until 8. You might hear a wonderful promo about certain male body parts.
Only if you're listening at night.
Well, it's one of those nighttime promos that the Midsummers do. By the way, the music coming in from the break there, by request. Summers is now your request DJ, and I love it. Our very own contributor and friend, former colleague, Jeff Perry, says, how about this, Aaron? Graveyard Theme by Vince Guaraldi. It's from the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
I will say, it's funny, his autocorrect changed it to Vince Guardrail.
That's really funny. No, Vince Guaraldi. Yes. We see, I'll see if we would have been thinking, Zomers, if I went, we could have recreated without a script. And Perry will remember this. On the old Late Night and then on Late Show with David Letterman, this time of year, Jeff would know, it was either the Wednesday or the Thursday or whatever before Halloween, they'd have a shtick where there'd be a door and Letterman on the stage and there'd be kids. I think they're usually kids that were on staff at Letterman shows, and they'd have some sort of a costume, and there'd be a joke and a bit about each one. And it was, we could have had these kids from real life kids on State Street come up and come through our door and give them trick or treat candy.
We could. That would be pretty fun. You know, as long as the parents
are
there.
Not gonna happen, but it was a good idea. These are ideas that, good ideas that never happened.
There are a lot of those.
There are. Speaking of that, our new quasi unofficial segment called Here's What We Didn't Get To Today. This is real. Here's something we did not get to today. The FCC, the Federal Communication Commission, voted to increase cell phone rates in prisons. Now you think to yourself, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, there by the grace of God go I, right? Like, we never know. I don't know anybody personally close to my family has ever gone to jail. But look, people make mistakes in life. And they got to go for a period of time. They have families. And the point is that kids, especially young kids, are left without being able to talk to their parents or that sort of thing. And how does it really help somebody rehabilitate if they're just kind of isolated, right? So that was a story we did not get to today. Maybe we'll come back on that later. Mike Johnson, little Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, scoffing at a minister who was shot in the head with a pepper ball by ICE. We talked about that incident earlier on, but Mike Johnson blowing it off, saying, oh, I never saw that. Never saw that.
Of course not.
Right, exactly.
Because he closed his eyes.
Here's one that I am going to follow up on. It's disturbing as hell. Video this morning, all over social media, and I'm trying to be very careful before I say too much on this, but I have at least confirmed this video is real, and it was at a Menards in Cicero, Illinois, where apparently ICE or Customs Border Patrol agents smashed this guy's, pulled up, blocked him in at Menards, and smashed his windows and drug him away with no identification, no charges. ICE just kidnapped this poor Latino guy in a Menards parking lot in Cicero, Illinois. Disturbing is an understatement. Our old friend Jeannie Pirro, remember her? Remind me, we're going to dial up some Jeannie Pirro from Saturday Night Live.
Where she's just extremely drunk.
Because she's done this for real on Fox News. Jeannie Pirro is got her bee in a bonnet here because she kind of got caught that some people that she signed an order for in Washington, D.C. courts, this reported by Scott McFarland, CBS News, a great reporter, regardless of what's going on at CBS right now. Jeannie Pirro signed some order in which she basically said that these people and Donald Trump started January 6th. And now she's firing. Now they're firing people, the prosecutors who want to put this in the court. And this guy was convicted by the way, of a jury of his peers. So Jeannie Pirro is going to be opening up a bottle of Chianti tonight. She's gotten herself by doing the right thing. Now she's done wrong. And these are things we simply did not have time to get to today. We're going to do, remind me of this tomorrow. From Alabama, this is fantastic. A high school football coach got his kids around his car after practice. It was optional, but looked like the whole team was there. And he taught his football team how to change a tire.
Oh, that's cool.
And I thought, how cool is that? That, you know, like myself, came from a divorced house. You know, my dad never taught me how to change a tire. My mom knew how, I think, but just, I don't know, she might have kind of told me tangentially. But here's a coach that's like, hey, we're more than winning, losing football games. We're going to teach you a skill.
Yeah, if so you I have that opportunity,
right?
You never know what kids have, what their life is like at home. Yeah.
And tomorrow we'll talk about a test for U.S. citizenship. Can Todd pass it? Zomers and you. All right, stay tuned for Maggie Dawn. Thanks for being on with us today. Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor of the Lincoln Project. Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings every morning from 6 until 9 on Civic Media. And to all of you for listening, Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
Keep banging on your drum. And
is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. An Illinois jury has convicted a former sheriff's deputy of second-degree murder in the shooting death of Sonia Massey, a black woman who called 911 after seeing a prowler.
It was very quick. We were there for all of 5 minutes.
CBS's Jerika Duncan was in the courtroom.
I heard people saying justice did happen today for Sonia Massey. So you have people that are a little split, people in that crowd that were in tears, but obviously in some ways, depending on who you talk to, this is justice for Sonia Massey because a officer, a former deputy, was charged with second-degree murder, which is very rare when you look at the history of these police-involved shootings.
Massey was holding a pan of hot water she'd removed from her stove when Sean Grayson shot her. He argued it was in self-defense. He will be sentenced in January. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.